Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm laughing right now. We were just comparing the women's 1500 meter to Talladega, the way they're kind of drafting off one another.
Mike, I'm telling you,
like, the big one's coming.
They're one stumble from the big one taking the whole field out. You know, I can just hear PRN. They come around turn three. Here they are. And there's a butt. Oh, got a little loose
person,
there.
If one person rolls an ankle, they're all going down.
Algeria is down, and the field is with us. This is the big one, Allie.
It's like the end where Ricky Bobby and John Gerard have to jog to the finish line. You might be seeing that kind of thing if somebody in the front goes down. That's hilarious. Allie, you've done some of these marathon runs and things like that.
You're
getting nervous in the pack.
Oh, I do. You know what? I was running one in Indianapolis. I went up for my birthday for the Indy Mini, and some girl was like,
that's so
random.
Indy Mini.
Yeah.
Like, nice ring to it.
Well, and you run around the Motor Speedway. It's great.
Oh, that's cool.
But someone liked my pace, and they're like, can I run with you? And I was like, sure. And about a half mile, I was like, no. Like, please get away. Like, don't try to keep up with me. It made me nervous.
It was a half marathon?
Half marathon.
So what are we? That's like a little over
13.5
laps around there?
Well, it wasn't. The whole thing wasn't around the Motor Speedway.
Oh, it wasn't? So you're like probably on the golf course.
Lap. Yeah, okay. We are running all around the city.
They don't turn laps there, Mike. Well, no, I mean, they do that at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
I know.
But that would be one thing that I think could probably get me to invest in some running like that.
I've got a breaking news from one of our lead reporters of the Squidbilly News Network. Day-Day, you said that there was an incident in the men's heat, maybe a pileup of sorts.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there was actually two pileups. Mm. One took out two gentlemen, but the second one took out like four.
Wow. Wow. That's a four-person pileup in the men's heat. 1500. That is Day-Day Lewis reporting live from the Squidbilly News Network.
You know what's funny? And they all have numbers
anchor
on
deck,
the nine car or the nine runner had to leave with a bad wheel. That's just funny.
It's
right
called a bad shoe, man.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this Michael Penix stuff. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Michael Penix and the Atlanta Falcons down in Miami taking on the Dolphins for a training camp practice. They'll be back at it again today. Sounded like a pretty spirited evening down there. I think some fisticuffs, the old, you know, Drake London, I think, got into it a little bit. I always laugh because I still think about when we went down to Houston and Harry Douglas started throwing hands. I think it was on Hard Knocks that year. I don't remember if they were on Hard Knocks or we were on Hard Knocks. But
you were on Hard Knocks. That was 2014. That was the same That game was the one that Jake Matthews got promoted to left tackle.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But it's always funny when you see these training camp practices and, like, there's nothing more miserable, obviously, than going through in these heated football practices and wearing all these pads. And then when somebody just irritates you, it's like, dude, it's game on. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I was watching the Jets Hard Knocks, and I forget who it was, but it was simply someone said something like, you've gained weight over the offseason, and they got into a fight.
I would have thrown hands, too.
Yeah.
I would have thrown hands, too. Don't you talk about me like that. Like a busted can of biscuits in those white jerseys, man. That's a rough thing. Michael Penix, he did speak to the media yesterday, and look, he kind of updated us on how that first day of joint practice went.
It was fun to be able to go against another team. We've been going against each other for a while now, and, you know, to see a different color on the other side of the field and competing at the highest level, it was fun.
Competing at the highest level. Look, when you got at least their offense going against our defense, you had a one-on-one rep, I think, of Tyreek Hill and A.J. Terrell, which started off the one-on-ones from everything I've been able to gather and talk to people down there. But it seemed like it was a good day for Atlanta's defense, Bo, because that pass rush was able to get home. I don't think Miami's offensive line is at full strength. And, you know, listen, here's how it is. And, Allie, I tell him this all the time. I am an offensive lineman before I am anything else. So I'm going to tell the truth about whatever I think about Miami or Atlanta. If your offensive line's not at full strength, it is what it is. But it is good to hear names like Lorenzo Carter and Clark Phillips start to pop out of some of these reports.
Yeah, I think Clark Phillips had a pick yesterday on I think he was covering Willie Snead. Did a good job against Willie Snead. Their offensive line, though, to your point, we said the same thing last year. I remember specifically sitting with some people in the Falcons. They're like, yeah, their offensive line, we kind of beat them. We kind of pushed them around. And I don't know what that's about. I know that they're having some struggles and they have some guys missing. Like, I think Isaiah Wynn didn't practice right.
Right, Toronto Armstead.
Yeah, and that's their whole left side of their offensive line. So that part is interesting. But look, A.J. Terrell, I think A.J. Terrell is going to have a great year. I really do. I don't know who's going to start because Mike Hughes had an up-and-down day. First off, here's the deal. I don't worry about one-on-ones when Tyreek Hill is involved because
– Right. It's not going to happen.
Because
bad idea.
The reality situation is I think – that Tyreek Hill can run routes in one-on-ones differently than he can if you're playing in a game, because of where you're most likely not going to leave a guy on an island with Tyreek Hill. I mean, unless you've got a top three shutdown corner with the speed. No one has the speed of the Cheetah. But am I wrong, Mike, that you're going to kind of give him some help?
For sure.
So
you're not going to leave anybody on an island with Tyreek Hill.
So
that's a bad idea. That's a losing game plan.
So, Allie, how much can you take in of something that's not necessarily a realistic? This is getting reps, but they're not. It's not over realistic, so you can't really say, well, A.J. Terrell sucks. He gave up a touchdown for Tyreek Hill. That's not how I look at it.
No. And I think from what I heard, A.J. Terrell's rep was not bad. Mike Hughes did get, I think, torched later in practice from some of the reports. But, again, where's the safety help over the top? Mike Hughes, even if he's not in the same zip code, we're not going to worry too much about it, right? I mean, Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill for a reason. There's a reason he was voted number one in the NFL by the players. Michael Penix also went on to talk about, look, man, I'm getting a little more comfortable as we go against these other jerseys.
Yeah, man, you know, it comes with the game. You know, as you continue to grow, continue to learn, and continue to, you know, keep watching the game, keep learning the game, and building each and every day, you know, stacking those days on top. Good things are happening, you know, that's what I've been doing each and every day, trying to be my best for this team.
Can I ask y'all something? Stacking days, is that a new term? Because, like, I hear that. Is that like a – is that – I'd never heard anybody say that when I was playing. We're stacking days. Like, is that – Dylan, you can weigh in too. Is that a new term?
I feel like ever since
the fifth time I've heard it in training.
Gen Z thing?
I feel like ever since I've been watching football, which again, I'm on the younger side, but I've been watching since at least like 2009, 2010. Like, I feel like I've heard it since then.
Bo, you know better than me. I hear these guys, and I'm all about it because I think he's dead on. Stacking days is that's a great way to put it, right? I love the term, but it's like I heard it that practice probably a week ago, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then the next day I heard somebody say, you know, we're just stacking days. And I was like, oh, okay, that's 2 days.
That's what Allie said when she walked in. I said, how you feeling in day two? She's like, I'm just stacking days. Because, you know, I'm stacking days. By Friday I'll be good. So we all tried to research. I'm sorry, I'm going to go off topic just slightly before you get to the next cut. Allie, I'm reading a write-up about the practice yesterday. And it's from the Palm Beach Post. I think Omar Kelly is one of the guys put it together. And he goes, play of the day candidate. This is a narration that I just haven't seen. Tua hits Tyreek on fly pattern. He'll celebrate by leaping over barrier into crowd beyond the end zone. Fans go bonkers. Tua, Tua, Tua. So apparently the fans broke out in a Tua chant yesterday. I just think it just cracks me up.
Hating on it?
No.
I like it.
I'm not hating. I just have never read writing of a breakdown. See, in Atlanta, they're like, well, you know what? He hit him, but it wasn't a very good pass. I think they're happy.
I think Allie will agree with me on this, that if they're going to break out now, Cousins, you're like, yeah!
Yeah, absolutely. It's an entertainment business. Yes.
I'm with y'all, but somewhere I'm going to scroll and see a tweet from Mike Florio. I'll be like, Cousins might have had a good day, but players are foaming at the mouth for a Penix era to start now. Like, that's what we get in Atlanta. And they're down here writing there, Tua, Tua, Tua. Like, wow.
Well, speaking of the Penix era, Bijan talked a little bit yesterday with Dukes and Bell about how he's trying to help him along.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single day. Me and him talk every day. And, you know, even Mike is a super great guy just to talk to and just to be teammates with. And with me and him, like, I try to give him, you know, a little advice, even for the off-the-field things, like knowing how to handle yourself the right way, knowing how to just be the great guy that he is and never losing that confidence in himself. But I think he's adapting really well. He's having so much fun. And with him learning from a guy like Kirk, he's going to be ready to go when his name is called. And I just have all the confidence in him that he's going to do, you know, the best that he can do for this team.
Al, have you ever been a mentor or had a mentor that like was just holding your hand along the way when you're
100%. Yeah. I mean, important. It means the world.
Yeah. It's such a valuable thing, especially, and I've learned because I've been in both these businesses, and definitely in the NFL, but maybe even more so when you come up through the radio business of having somebody that can be like, you know, it's really important that we get to break at 12:30. You know, like this is why this matters, or this is why this matters, and it's. And we talk all the time, and you guys have all been around Steak and Sandra for a long time. They've been in the radio business forever. Like, they know what works in this business. So when I hear Bijan talking about, I've tried to help Penix, we've talked about Penix and Kirk along the way and that relationship and how important that is. For Kirk to say, I don't care that y'all drafted this guy, I'm going to help him out, and Bijan as well saying, I don't care if he doesn't play this year, I'm going to help him out along the way, it's going to pay dividends in the end.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be that guy for you, and I think that it's paying off.
That
I've been able to help you along, man, so you could. What's so funny?
That's awesome.
Why are y'all laughing?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Bo.
Yeah.
For, you know, holding my hand along the way.
I'm so happy that I could help you along
the
way.
Teach me a little radio.
Yeah, talk to you a little radio. Yeah. Look, Allie, I decided that I was going to have a term for training camp this year.
Okay.
And the term that I have
a theme.
A theme.
Yes, it has been refreshing. And as refreshing as it was for some people when Brett Favre said, I'm not here to mentor Aaron Rodgers. And then Aaron Rodgers said, I'm not here to mentor Jordan Love. And we've seen it in other places where guys are like, I'm not here to mentor. Kirk Cousins didn't say any of that. He didn't say one word. He just said, he's my teammate. I'm gonna bring him along, and he's a good guy, and blah blah blah. But he never put himself out there, and I don't think he feels the need to. But he knows it's best for the team in case he does have to miss a game or two.
Yeah, it seems like he is here to invoke some change, and the attitudes, the atmosphere. It, like you said, refreshing. That's the perfect word for it.
Allie a minute ago was like, "Hey, do you watch The Office?" And I was like, "Of course I do. What are you kidding me?" She was like, it needs a theme. It's a theme. I was like, okay. Man, I just that show, of course
yeah,
I do. Of course
I'm like Michael Scott and you're Dwight Schrute.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I think that's cool. What it is. When did y'all say so?
Right.
We can debate that.
Right.
I never really watched The Office like that, so I kind of know the characters.
Of course not.
Not enough to.
I'm the Dwight in this relationship, of course.
Makes sense.
You're definitely Dwight Schrute and I'm Michael Scott.
Hey.
I mean, come on.
The morning. I can't even. The morning shift's going to roll on, man. We're going to go in the huddle when we come back. We're going to talk about Brandon Ayuk. Where is he headed? Anywhere? And also, man, some of the craziness going on with the Atlanta Braves. And we also got, coming up in 30 minutes, a Which One Wednesday. You don't want to miss that either. It's the morning shift rolling on. Mike, Bo, and Allie Mack here on a Wednesday morning. Stick with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Squid is locked in on the men's park skateboarding at the Olympics.
Yeah, man. Pulling for Gavin Bodiger.
He's doing one of those things, Allie, where he does the tricks as they do them on the screen. It's kind of alarming.
I think he just did an ollie.
Did an ollie over here.
Did you see the other day in one of these skateboarding events, their bus broke down on the way to the event, so they skateboarded too?
No.
Yeah, so they skateboarded.
Of course they did. That is incredible.
I mean, they had a means of transportation.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if the surfers are in Tahiti, they're on the big boat. Imagine if their boat breaks down on the way to shore, so they just all hop on their boards and ride in.
There you go.
I love that. We're gonna go in the huddle in just a second. We'll talk about Brandon Ayuk and some of the Hard Knocks stuff from last night, which was really cool to watch. There was something that was a little bit alarming that came across our socials yesterday, and it was State Farm. Stadium, not State Farm Arena, State Farm Stadium, which is out in Glendale, Arizona, where the Cardinals play. They launched a new food option yesterday. Cotton candy burrito. So they kind of rolled out the cotton candy and made it flat, kind of into a tortilla. And then when you zoom in on what's inside of the burrito, it looks like Fruit Loops, sprinkles, M&Ms, chocolate ice cream of some sort. And
marshmallows are in there.
Marshmallows.
Gummy bears.
Here's my question.
Fruity Pebbles.
Do you know, I'm not going to ask either one of you to eat it, because do you know anybody that would eat this? Do you know anybody that would be like, I'm going to get the cotton candy burrito, no doubt.
Maybe a niece or a nephew.
Yeah, like somebody. Yeah,
somebody young.
Somebody pre-puberty. Yeah. Pre-pubescent.
Like, wow, that looks awesome.
Maybe Snoop Dogg when he's watching the Olympics.
That's true.
Imagine the sugar crash you have coming off of a cotton candy burrito after you've split that between your two kids.
You would have to be... on something that gives you an appetite, like the munchies, to eat this garbage. This is awful looking.
That's a good point.
I mean, doesn't even...
You have to be in a helicopter if you're going to eat that.
Allie, sure. Most of the time when I see the food from stadiums, I go, you know what? It doesn't look awful. I'd have a few bites.
Right.
I don't want any part of this.
You know what's funny is my biggest question when I see things like this is... Would I play cleanup man after my kids were done trying to eat it? You know what I mean? And I know Day-Day feels me, because it's one of those things where you're like, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy that whole sleeve of Oreos for you, but I'm definitely going to take the daddy tax off the top. I'm going to get a couple of those Oreos on the back end. And so, you know, get what you need to right now because I'll play cleanup hitter.
If I ever have a kid, they're just going to eat like apples and stuff.
Right.
I don't want any.
I don't want anything. I don't want anything that's gonna come out in a spray.
If you're a parent out there, I would love for you to go to Squid Billy's Twitter feed and let this man know that he don't even know what he don't know. Let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings
within the huddle on the morning shift.
The Brandon Ayuk talks roll on. And before we get to some of the sound from Kyle Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey, it looks like, you know, talk stall with some teams and they pick up with others. And it sounds like he's the one doing most of the negotiating. But how good of a player is Brandon Ayuk? Is he being put in the right category? Because I know he's great, but is he great outside of Kyle Shanahan's offense?
I think the better question would be, is he great when he's not playing opposite Deebo Samuel, Greg Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and Brock Purdy, who's been able to deliver it to him, along with Kyle Shanahan's system and the Shanahan philosophy? Look, I think he's a very good player. Very good. I think he's a top 10 receiver? I mean, he had a year last year, number-wise, you could say. But I don't know if I could not only give up all this value, but then pay this guy this top-tier money when I don't know what he's going to be without the rest.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from Kyle Shanahan. He had some interesting things to say about not ruling it out just yet.
There's a scenario for everything. So I don't want to rule anything out.
And if you traded Brandon Ayuk, could you see a scenario where you're better because of that?
I mean, Brandon's a great player. So it's real hard to be better when you lose a great player. So we got to look into anything. We got to understand the situation we're in, what that looks like. And that does take time. So hopefully it'll all work out best for him and best for us in the long run.
Now, reports is that he has been brooding around the facility because he's a hold-in, Allie. So he's there, but he's not doing anything.
I love the term.
Brooding.
First off, what is brooding? I think I know, but like, how does one appear brooding? I'm just confused.
That's how Bo shows up to work at least twice a week. Brooding. I mean, that's how.
Howdy.
He's
upset?
Not a morning person, Allie.
No, he's not. He's not. I'm curious because I've been seeing, feels like over the last few weeks, the same headline keeps coming in, like highest paid this, highest paid that. Is this just a recent trend, or am I paying attention more? What's happening?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the cap numbers continue to rise, and they will continue to rise every year. You got the TV contracts, and they go up by 10%, and so it just is what it is. As the numbers continue to go, guys get paid higher and higher, and that's kind of where – it's a great point because where it comes from for me is like, does he deserve to be paid as a top five wide receiver and some of the numbers being thrown out there? I don't know.
I mean, he had a year. He's produced. But I don't know if, to your point, I don't know what he is without that. It's also something that it's a more than a 2-3 year deal, normally 4 or 5 years. Some of them are 3. But it's also future money. Like this year, you're just turning his money into guaranteed money, and it's not his salary. He's going to get it all in one lump sum, and it doesn't count against your cap. So it's a good question. The next year he might be, but by the time you get to next season, when you get to September, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, whatever the opening day is next season, the reality is he'll be like the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th highest paid.
It's the Kirk Cousins deal. You're like $45 million, and then you start looking at some of the contracts of Jordan Love, and you're like, okay, that's not actually not that bad. Did Christian McCaffrey, though, is this deal done for him? Well, listen real close.
Obviously, as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them. As far as the business side of this game goes, it's always difficult, and so I stay out of it completely. You know, that's way above my pay grade, and I just try to focus on what I can do every single day. But obviously, we always wish the best for any of our teammates, whether they're here or not. Obviously, we hope he's here. It's a tough part of the business.
Allie, you hear that little hiccup in his voice?
I heard it. Humans are not designed to lie, and he
obviously,
did not lie.
As a former teammate, or, you know.
Boy, he reversed course real quick. It's a former
teammate.
It reminded me, y'all just brought up the name Quinnen Williams a minute ago and about him, you know, being called thick by Mike Evans. He was, I think it was Bama facing off against Kyler Murray, maybe in Oklahoma, and they were like, he goes, you know, we just don't think Kyler Murray, and then he stopped dead in his tracks, and he was like, you know what? Nah, I ain't going to finish that answer. It reminded me kind of that. I can see the look on Chris McCaffrey's face through the sound.
Former teammate or, you know, teammate of
I'm caught.
Well, hold on. But here's the reality is, I mean, that's what he's going to be in maybe 48 hours. I mean, don't hold it against him. He's just telling the truth.
Yeah. Speaking of that, it sounds like Chris McCaffrey be held out of preseason. I don't think that that's going to hurt anybody's feelings if you're a 49ers fan. He's got a calf injury. Hard Knocks debuted last night, the training camp edition. Some of the highlights, Caleb Williams trying to sing. Absolutely brutal. But also, Nick Saban back in the fold and talking to one of his old players, and Matt Eberflus, coached him at Toledo. Here's what he had to say about Caleb Williams.
Here's my theory on why NFL quarterbacks fail at such a dramatic rate. To me, expectations are a killer. This kid's got so much media, so much hype, so much expectation on doing well. And he has to develop so quickly to meet the expectations that everybody has for him, it's almost impossible. The expectations are a killer. But yet, to use your word, development is the key for him. You know, like Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions when he was a rookie, but it didn't affect him. It's like the scoreboard. The scoreboard don't mean anything until the game's over.
Allie, he sounds, and I played for Nick, he sounds extremely comfortable and happy.
Like, he does.
It's just not the intense Nick Saban that we're used to hearing, man. He sounds like he's like, you know what, man, let me shed some knowledge on these young buck coaches. And Matt Eberflus is not young. He coached him at Toledo. Not young, but, man, Nick sounded like he was in his element right there.
Yeah, he did. I think he's talking about Bryce Young, though. That's what I felt. I just, everything he said, I was like, wow, is he talking about Bryce Young? High expectations, number one overall draft pick. People have already given up on him, and I've even heard that he has a chance to just become a mediocre player now, apparently, and he's number one overall draft pick. But I ask you guys, and both of you weigh in if you want, would you be getting this Nick Saban? Would you be hearing that, him say that on camera, if he wasn't retired?
I mean, obviously, Mike, you would know better, but I don't think so. He sounds so relaxed, and you just have to soak in every single word because clearly he has a career that speaks volumes about him and his success. When I lived in Mobile, there is a movie theater, and what never left the theaters was a documentary about Nick Saban. I mean, that is how important this man is.
God, you got to love it right across that state line, do you not? Well, wait, people are crazy over there.
Yeah, imagine having a film that plays for like 20 years.
Never left.
Same film.
No, but you know what? I think that's one of the best things about him and Belichick both being out. And I think there was an article yesterday about whether Bill Belichick's unemployment will kind of hang over the NFL. Like, how often will you hear the name Bill Belichick thrown around every time, you know, there's a slip up in terms of like the Eagles or whoever it may be, some of these teams that have lofty expectations? How often will you hear the name Bill Belichick thrown around? But one of the great things about having both these guys enter kind of this media realm or speaking realm or whatever it is that we get this insight. So I don't know. He's definitely more open than he ever used to be, but I think he also would probably look at Hard Knocks if they did a college edition as maybe a recruiting tool, knowing him. He'd be like, you know what? I want recruits to see this.
There's a few people that have been in the sports world I could listen and talk to about certain things. Chipper Jones, I could hear talk about hitting all day long and never have to stop. Smoltz with pitching the same way. Nick Saban with the game of football and the motivation and the coaching. And Belichick, they're both in that realm. Even though I'd much rather have a conversation with Saban or hear him talk because I would stay awake for that.
Yeah.
Belichick, when you've got long snappers. And when long snappers, I know a lot of people don't know long snappers as well. It's just so... All right, get to the point kind of thing. Yeah, that's probably what people say about me.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Lasting, Clean. When we come back, we're going to play Which One Wednesday with Bo and Allie Mack. How about this one going into the break? Who gets a win first, Bryce Elder or the Atlanta Falcons? Which One Wednesday coming up on the other side? It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910.
Taking my belt back.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right, all right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Mic'd Up with Mike Johnson. Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Decisions, decisions, decisions. This is called Which One Wednesday at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Allie Mack hanging out with you here on Wednesday. It's one of my favorite segments of the week, man. And it is single sponsored, Bo. You like that? A little bit of Lexus sales event. You like that?
I mean, it's fitting of you. You're not a man of the people. You think you're kind of better, you know. Yeah.
My W Sauce Lexus on the way today.
I tell you no what. Remember, I used to love they still make the IS300s? Those cars were sharp back in the day, man. I love those.
But yeah, I'm with you. Those were good looking cars.
I just haven't looked at cars in so long.
I haven't either. Mine's a 2016. I'm coming up on 8 years with it. It's my baby, though.
Oh.
Not going anywhere, even though I've had a little bit of issues. Bo had to pick me up, take me to the dealership the other day. That's a topic for another time. Allie, this is called Which One Wednesday.
Okay. All right,
and what's going to happen, I'm going to give you a choice to make. You and Bo are going to have a debate-style conversation about that choice. Sometimes y'all can agree. Sometimes y'all can disagree. Dylan will judge the debate, and he will award a winner after it's all said and done.
All right.
Bo was pretty upset with Dylan. As a matter of fact, there was a coup during the break for anybody listening. Bo demanded that Day-Day be the judge. I won't have it. Not in my segment, okay? Dylan is the judge.
Rick,
he will be judging.
You're trying to keep me down.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's play Which One Wednesday, and how about we start with this? Which one would you rather see? Would you rather see the Braves and the Reds play at Bristol, or would you rather see Bo race the Freeze? Would you rather see Bo race against the Freeze, or would you rather go to Braves and at Bristol Motor Speedway? Which one would you rather see, Bo? We'll start with you.
Well, I would rather see the Braves at Bristol Motor Speedway, mainly because I can't watch myself race because I'm in it. But also, it's not about the event for me, Allie. It's not about
dying picturing this man on the warning track just letting it eat out there.
Well, I would get a head start, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, about halfway, yeah, something like that.
I would have two goals. Not to fall and not to hurt myself when I fall.
Yeah.
Like not to fall flat on my face.
Yeah.
But no, the reality is the game at Bristol Motor Speedway might not be the best game to watch and go see.
Vantage
but I'm going to tell you something, Allie. I've been to Bristol quite a few times. Ain't nothing like waking up, walking out of a camper, and, you know, that hangover.
It's Bristol, baby. Yeah.
You open that door, and you look out, and there are those mountains. And the cooler's wide open because it's cool up there in the mountain air, and the beer is still cold. You just grab one and
Allie,
keep going.
All Allie, right. Which one?
Well, we've seen Bristol. We've seen the Braves. We have not seen Bo race the Freeze.
Yes.
And I love social media. So the amount of content
that
would come out of that, the slow motion, if he happens to trip and fall.
Oh, my God. Hashtag frozen Squidbilly. Hashtag,
I mean, I would love to see it. I would absolutely love to see you.
It would be more like watching the Home Depot tool race.
I might have to cut the sleeves off the Squid Nation shirt, you know, for aerodynamics.
All right. The Falcons will be opening the season. What is it? September 8th? Is that what we're looking at, Bo? Which happens first?
Right.
Bryce Elder gets another win or the Falcons win a game? Which one will win first, the Falcons or Bryce Elder? Allie, we'll start with you.
Okay. So we're looking at a month away. Will Bryce Elder have a chance to even?
Don't know. Don't know.
I'm going to go with Bryce Elder.
Okay.
We've got a month. And I feel like Snicker will help put him in.
He could squeeze in 5 starts in the next month. But we also don't know if the Falcons are going to win week 1 against the Steelers, right? So that's another question. But what do you think? Which one?
Well, this is easiest. Bryce Elder. Because you didn't say Bryce Elder a win where it had to be. Bryce Elder will get a win in AAA with Gwinnett and the Stripers before the Falcons get even to play a game. And so I don't know why you would ask that question without a qualifier, but Dylan, I am taking advantage of the non-qualifier. The Gwinnett Stripers and Bryce Elder will get a win before the Falcons play a game.
Any rebuttal to that?
Well, you picked the right answer, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
I watched last night. I picked the right answer for the right reason.
All right. How about this one? Which would you rather watch on repeat? All right, which one of these would you rather watch on repeat? The Braves game last night or the Real Housewives of New Jersey? Which one would you rather watch on repeat if you had to? You're just in a torture chamber. The Braves 10-0 loss last night with Bryce Elder on the hill or Real Housewives of New Jersey? Allie, we'll start with
I love Bravo. I love Real Housewives. I just watched the Real Housewives of New Jersey finale.
Yeah.
I will watch it on repeat to see it, Teresa Giudice. Flip that table.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's gold. I love watching human behavior, and that is quite a case study.
Such a good way to put it, human behavior. Bo, which one?
Well, I'd have to watch the Braves over and over and over again before I watch the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm going to tell you something. You know why? You know why? Because at least I got an inning of Big Boy talking to Brandon Gaudin and Tom Glavine. And if I ever have to watch Teresa Giudice, Giudice, whatever her name is, ever and hear her voice again in my life, I would rather put my head in a paper shredder.
You want to hear Big Boy call it the slider, a slitter? Did you? I was weak.
Give me Big Boy or give me death.
Oh, man. All right, how about this one? Which one would you have more success in, water polo or surfing at the Olympics? Would you have more success in water polo or surfing if you were going to the Olympics? Bo, we'll start with you.
Do you have to go underwater for water polo?
Do you have to?
I don't know. I'm asking you to
swim. I mean, I don't think so, no. You just float on the top where you swim.
Okay,
water polo, because my balance is questionable.
Think you'd have more success at water polo?
Than surfing? Probably, yeah. I might drown surfing. I don't know.
Confidence of this guy.
I'm going to tell you something. And at least water polo is a team sport, right? Yeah. So my teammates might pick me up. So I'm going to take water. Look, I'm being real, all right? I ain't giving you no fake answers, Allie. So I'm being real with this, water polo.
All right, what do you think, Allie? Would you have more success surfing or in water polo?
I'll be real about this, too. Surfing, absolutely. I've wakeboarded up at Lake Burton, Lake Sinclair. I take yoga. So, I mean, it's no question for me. Because the treading water in water polo,
so brutal.
So easy to drown.
So brutal. All right, how about this one to finish up? Last one real quick. Which victory would you rather have? The Falcons beat the Steelers week one, Arthur Smith as the OC, or week two? When you're on Monday Night Football in primetime at Philadelphia, which one would be a sweeter victory? Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, this is a tough one, you know, because I'd like to have that win week one against Arthur Smith. But I've been to Philly, and I've seen their fans. And nothing in sport. Well, few things in sports are better than going to the city of Philadelphia and shutting those fans up. I would love nothing more than to beat Dylan Matthews' favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles, on Monday Night Football in front of the world.
Allie, we'll finish with you. Which one would you rather have?
We got to take down the Phillies, or the Philadelphia Eagles. All of them. All of Philadelphia has to go down. I mean, I want them to grease those poles for no reason.
Yeah. I love that you said Phillies, because I think everybody's thinking the same thing. We don't like that town. Dylan, tell the people who won.
I think he got his swagger back.
What?
I got to give it to Bo.
It's the Real Housewives.
Despite him taking a shot at me, I am going to give him the win. He really went. He really won me over when he said the Big Boy or Death line. That was good. That stuck with me. The reigning, defending, undisputed.
Yeah, nice work.
Which way? Wednesday?
You got lucky. Look, man, if you want to weigh in on any of those,
Allie nearly
beat
you. You got lucky.
Nearly counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, and we didn't play either one.
726-0929. Please call in just so Bo can't have the microphone for a few seconds. Or at 929 Morning Shift. It's Wake Up Call coming up next. Sports Radio 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon. And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.